The man accusing defrocked priest Paul Shandley of molesting him some 20 years ago takes the stand today in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Paul Shandley is one of the most infamous figures at the center of Boston's Catholic clergy abuse scandal. He's on trial for child rape, as NPR's Tovia Smith reports. A note to listeners, this report contains some graphic descriptions used in the trial.
As jurors looked across the court at a gray-haired 74-year-old defendant with a hearing aid and a trembling hand, prosecutors yesterday painted an ominous picture of Paul Shandley as a predator who would terrify and traumatize his alleged victim, a then 6-year-old boy in Sunday school.
He is waiting, dreading, afraid. He knows that the priest will come, and so he does, week after week.
Sometimes prosecutor Lynn Rooney says Shandley took the victim to the rectory, and what would start with cookies and soda would end in rape. Other times, she says, he would be molested in the bathroom.
And the defendant would come in, and sometimes he would stand there with his arms raised, and he looked larger than life to this little boy. And he would take his hand, and he would touch his penis.
Rooney says Shandley told the boy not to tell anyone because no one would believe it. She says he buried the memories and did keep quiet until about 3 years ago when the sexual abuse scandal broke and made daily headlines.
And he is overcome with memories. He is crying. He is sobbing. He will tell you he started to remember being touched by the defendant.
But defense attorneys mocked the victim's claims of recovered memories, basically dismissing it as junk science.
That did not happen. He was not removed from his class. He was not missing from his class. That simply did not happen.
Shandley's attorney, Frank Mandano, accused the alleged victim of concocting his story in hopes of winning a civil settlement from the church. The victim did receive $500,000.
He forgot. He remembered. He forgot. Maybe his memory is that he has still forgotten. Maybe there was a period of remembering followed by another period of forgetting. It's unclear what the evidence will be in terms of how many times he remembered and forgot this particular allegation.
The case against Shandley illustrates how difficult it is to prosecute accused priests, both because of statutes of limitations and because of the nature of sexual abuse. Many alleged victims cannot or will not make a convincing case. The case against Shandley originally involved 4 accusers, but prosecutors had to drop 3, much to the dismay of the victims and their advocates who came to court hoping to see Shandley convicted.
If this is their strongest case, it's disheartening.
Kevin O'Toole and his sister Marjorie O'Toole Mahoney say their brother Bill was also abused by Shandley. They say they're discouraged that one of the most notorious accused priests might never be punished.
Yeah, we kind of already went through this with the church, where we've lost complete faith in the church and been so severely let down by the church. And to have it happen with the justice system, you know, it would be very, very hard.
A few supporters of Shandley showed up in court as well. They say Shandley is being made the scapegoat for all the sins of the church. They say the allegations of abuse are totally inconsistent with the heroic street priest they know who reached out to troubled kids and stood up for gay rights long before others would dare. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Cambridge, Massachusetts.